It's time for this week's exam, our examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Coming up later in the show, a University of Missouri English professor has written an e-book with a hypothesis that seems to question his own profession. The title, Is a College Education Still Worth the Price? You'll hear our conversation with MU professor Richard Schwartz. But first, the Chinese program at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg is still pretty new. But one of the students there, in fact, the only student there majoring in Chinese, is a celebrity of sorts among the Chinese-speaking community. She's actually from Colombia originally and owes most of her renown to, what else, the video-sharing website YouTube. Some of her videos have been watched more than 250,000 times. KBIA's Shenfei Zhang introduces us to Brianna Marsh and explains how the college student rose to online fame.
On Culture Night at the University of Central Missouri this year, sophomore Brianna Marsh is singing the Chinese pop song Still Loving You in front of hundreds of people in Warrensburg. This is her first public performance since she started singing Chinese songs in 2008. But on the internet, she is well known as Ma Li Na, her Chinese name. Marsh says by posting her singing videos on Chinese social networks, she's gained great attention from the other side of the world.
Somebody posted a comment on one of my YouTube videos that said, oh, this video went viral on Chinese Twitter, Weibo, you should check it out. So I did, and I was like, oh, it's a Chinese version of Twitter. So I decided to make an account and try to market myself that way.
Marsh's video gained even more popularity after she appeared in Chinese news reports. Caitlin Marsh, Brianna's younger sister, says she often reads through the viewers' comments under the videos.
Those people over in China are like, whoa, this is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed American girl singing our songs. People just think that that's, like, outrageous that she could, like, be this American person who's only been studying Chinese for a couple years.
Marsh started teaching herself Chinese by listening to Chinese music and watching Chinese dramas when she was in high school. Marsh, a Colombian native, says she fell in love with the Chinese language when she accidentally discovered a Chinese song on the internet one day.
I really like the way Chinese sounds. Like, I was just really drawn in to the sound of it. It's just so unique. Because I was used to learning European languages like Spanish and German, and Chinese is just completely different.
For 2 years, Marsh has been the only student majoring Chinese at her college. Marsh's Chinese professor, Chu Yunwang, helped start a Chinese program at UCN 5 years ago. She says she expects Marsh's voice to attract more attention during her study abroad in Beijing next year.
If she goes to China, maybe she can take part in some singing contest, like foreigners sing Chinese song, those kind of program. She will have a very bright future.
Since Marsh was already singing at the Culture Night event at UCM, Wang thought it would be a good idea for 10 other students to do so too. Wang says Marsh helps her classmates to bring their Chinese skills up to a higher level by initiating conversations in Chinese outside of class and introducing them to Chinese culture. Chen Feizhang, KBIA News.
That story is part of the China Connection, a multimedia project that explores various economical, educational, and cultural links between Missouri and China. With the cost of college education continuing to increase and state funding simultaneously decreasing, some are beginning to question the value of attending university at all. In his e-book, Is a College Education Still Worth the Price?, MU English professor Richard Schwartz reminds students why their education has become so costly. Schwartz says that the more vocational education system some universities have developed isn't preparing students as well for the world. He spoke with KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer.
What are your thoughts on the possibility of even higher college costs because of the proposed government cuts to higher education?
Well, I don't see anything but higher costs. I don't see how they're going to go down. You might see them being held. You might see the situation being ameliorated slightly, but you're not going to see radically lower costs. So I think there are ways that costs can be reduced, but the problem is that I don't see the states increasing their support for public education.
Your book's description questions the value of college education in terms of intellectual importance in addition to financially. Can you kind of expand on that?
the choices that have been made, the things that have been done to accommodate a large number of students going to college has resulted in a change in the very nature of education. It's much more vocational. It's overwhelmingly vocational now. And so the experience has changed.
So would you say that this kind of new vocational education system, is it worse or better?
By some of you, I think it's crazy. We regularly hear now that not only are you going to have multiple jobs in the course of your life, you're going to have multiple careers in the course of your life. So to tie yourself to a single field, to a single vocational area, in a world that's changing constantly and dramatically, this seems to me crazy.
Would you say that in a way students have brought on most of these costs themselves?
They have. I mean, in some ways it makes perfect sense. So in most cases, if somebody says, would you like this for that? You'd say, yes, of course. But you have to see it in the context of that's only one of the things that you're paying for, and these things add up. But I think one of the curious things about universities, of course, is that the students sometimes will be asked to vote on these things. And they vote, and what they're essentially doing is voting that later generations will pay. They're not going to pay. They're leaving. They're graduating. They're moving off to take a job somewhere. But their juniors and the sophomores behind them are going to actually pay. That's not the way the real world usually works, but it's one of the ways universities work. And, of course, if administrators want certain kinds of facilities, they turn to students. They say, do you want it? And the students say yes. Then all of a sudden the students have to pay for it. And if anybody challenges the administrators say, well, the students wanted that.
What do you hope that readers take away after reading your ebook?
I would hope that this would answer the question that they have, you know, why is college so expensive? Everyone keeps, I mean, it seems like every day someone asks that question. I would hope that they would take my ebook and see all of this material pulled together. And they would understand that some of the reasons why it's so expensive make sense. There are some things that we're paying for that we really need, and there's some things we're paying for we probably don't need, and there's some things that we're paying for that are nice to have, and we don't want to give them up, but we've decided to pay for them. And I'd just like people to all know that.
That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Familiner. Thanks for listening.